making wise friendships. You know, throughout your lifetime, you're going to need friends. Friends whom you can depend. A song I remember singing many years ago. I remember that was part of the words. Pick one. Pick a friend whom you can depend. Through the years, we've had many friends. We've had to make changes with some friends because they went through a divorce, and it was never the same after that. We had to make new friends. You move to a new area, gotta make new friends. Any of you that moved know what that's like. You move to a new neighborhood, you make new friends. How do you make friends? There you go.
You want a true friend, bring a friend to Christ.
Amen. Proverbs 18:24, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. There's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. We know who he is, don't we? But if you want to make friends, you need to be friendly. You know, one of the things I missed terribly when this COVID thing came and people were wearing masks. You never saw any expressions on their face because their mask covered it. When you'd see somebody, you'd say, hi, hello, how are you? You'd receive a smile, you'd see a smile, and with the mask, nothing. I'd usually tease them when they had their mask on. I'd say, what a nice smile, you have such pretty white teeth. One lady, I told her mask was upside down. She actually took it off to look at it. I have fun. I enjoy life. Don't blame me. Blame the Lord who picked me. He's got to put up with me. I have fun. I enjoy life. I wasn't baptized in vinegar or pickle juice. Smile. Everybody smile. Do you know there's a mile between the two letters? There's a mile. It goes a long way. A smile goes a long way. Like I said, I missed that when the COVID came and everybody was wearing masks. Friends are some of the greatest assets that we will have in this life. But more is not necessarily better. You know, I see on Facebook, I see people wanting friendships and they post, they want you to befriend them. I don't know. I do know that evidently there's some trying to see how many friends they can get. Well, getting as many friends as you can isn't as important as being a friend. And in life, you'll find out that there are many acquaintances, but there's few friends. In life, you can have a lot of acquaintances, but there's few friends. Some people you don't want to share anything with because you, next day the whole world knows it. So don't pick those kind. You pick the kind that keep what you give them. They learn to keep it. It's not for publicity. It's not to be dealt with publicly. It's better to have one loyal friend than, as I said, so many acquaintances. I want to give you some cautions regarding relationships. We have to be careful whom we choose for friends. Mother always told me that, and she just kept driving that home to me. And if I came up with a colorful word, she'd say, where did you hear that? Because you didn't hear it from us. You didn't hear it in this home. Where did you hear it? At school? Well, there's all kinds of things happening in school today. More stuff going on in school than ever, that I know of. Life things have changed since I was in school. So be careful when you choose your friends. You need to be wise in how you form your friendships. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Bad company corrupts good morals. Can make a good person bad by hanging around the wrong people. Some people have a language all of their own, and it's not the kind of language you want to repeat. And if you hang around with these people all the time, you'll soon be talking like them. You'll soon be acting like them, and you'll be going places where they go, and you shouldn't be. We're talking about friends today. Throughout your life, you're going to need one in whom you can depend. So be careful on how you pick your friends. What's the impact of friendships? Well, they can affect us in a positive way or a negative way. They can delight us. It's a great source of enjoyment to sit with a friend and to share. Maybe like me, your spouse was one of your best friends. And today, you're by yourself. Your spouse is gone. I know it must be difficult. But our friends can delight us. We can get much joy from them. They can help to develop us. Friendships teach us how to get along with others. Can help to shape our personality. Teach us how to relate to one another. People who don't have friends, it's hard to relate. I have nobody to talk to. What a lonely life that must be. These are all D's, by the way. They can drive us. Well, you can say, well, you can do. They can drive it to your doctor's appointment. Yeah, that would work too. But they drive us in other ways. Drive us in respect to encourage us. They motivate us. That's what is a real good word for that. Close companions can motivate you and energize you to do your best. They encourage you to do your best. They're encouragers. A good friend is one who encourages you, doesn't tear you down, but he encourages you. They can also disillusion us. Sometimes even the best of friends can let us down or walk away. But it's never a good reason to refuse to trust somebody again. That's not a good reason. Try somebody else. Don't cause you to stop looking for a friend. You may just have to find another one. There'll be others. They can distress us. There may be times when we see a faithful friend violate God's word, and maybe they're heading in the wrong direction. And they're a true friend, they'll tell you. You may not like to hear it, but if they're a good friend, they'll tell you. You're headed in the wrong direction. You need to change course because what's happening to you is not good. It's not good. So they can help you in that way. Another D, they can drag you down. They can drag you down. If your friend drifts from God and he or she does no longer deserve to serve him or please him, they may pressure you to follow them on the wrong path that they are on. So in those situations, you may have to let go of that friend so you can stay true to the Lord. It's more important that you stay true to the Lord. Sometimes you have to lose a friend. But you know what? God always has another one for you, the right one. And then the last D is they can destroy us. Unwise companionships could lead us to make decisions that will destroy our lives as well as our futures. Our future. Yes, the wrong kind of friends can do that. So don't be afraid to make changes if you have to. But try to find a friend. Life's too lonely without a friend. Be a friend. Someone to talk to and to share. I want to give you some rewards of good friendships. Friendships can be very rewarding. There's the acceptance. A place to belong. A place that I can sit and chat with you because we have so much in common. And that's another way to find a friendship. If you have certain talents or abilities, certain walks in life, you can strike up a real fast friendship. I know I had one opportunity. I didn't have much time. He was on his deathbed. And as I began to talk to him, I found out that he painted like I did. He did painting, interior, exterior painting. And God must have known that we didn't have much time left, so. You know, when we talked about pain, we struck a friendship just like that. Just like that. We were there. It was just like I'd known him for years. Just like that it happened. And he gave his heart to the Lord that night. In that hospital bed, he gave his heart to the Lord. He said, "Can I be baptized?" I said, "You sure can. I'll baptize him." I took his water right there. He wasn't baptized. Yes, he was baptized. Because sometimes you don't have any options. You think those people in that airplane over Pennsylvania had an option to be baptized when they knew they were going to be diving to their death in a few minutes? No. But I can guarantee you every one of them talked to Jesus. They all were talking to him. They all had their conversation. There have been very few. I'd be surprised if there was anyone that wasn't talking to Jesus. Sometimes life doesn't give you options. And you have to do what you have to do. But that, we struck a friendship just immediately. Because we had so much in common. Friendships can be love. The encouragement of being loved. It's nice to know that someone's concerned about you. Friendships can bring about change. Bad company corrupts good morals, but good company strengthens your character and helps your morals. So yes, friends can bring about a change in you. And then there's the closeness, the intimacy. It can reach that level. And when it reaches that level, you have the freedom to speak to your friend heart to heart. And you can share with this friend your struggles without any fear of condemnation or with no fear of it going any further because they're your friend. A friend doesn't share those things. A friend keeps it for you. That's why they're a friend. Because they don't let the whole world know that you're going through this problem. So that's another reason why you need to know how to pick your friends. And then there's the fruitfulness that genuine friendship can bring to you. To inspire you to be productive. There's lots of joy that we can receive because of being in their company. And then there's security. A loyal friend can give you a sense of security. When we face criticism, when we go through the storms of life, we know we're not alone. They're there with you. A friend is there with you. to share with you and to help you go through the storms of life and spiritual growth. Not afraid to talk about godly things. So how do we build these friendships? And I'm closing with this. How do we build close friendships? Well, you can start by sharing that deep mutual interest that I told you about. Maybe you like to hunt or fish, and this person likes to do the same thing. That is a shared mutual interest. That will help you with your friendship. It's not the most important part of it, but I can tell you it's one that will get you into a relationship. You can begin a relationship with somebody because they have the same likes as you do, and you got something to talk about. How about meeting the needs of this other person? Don't focus on yourself, but focus on your new friend. Consider what's best for them and how you can build and encourage them to walk in the Lord. Don't be selfish in your relationship. See what you can do for them. See how you can help them. Risk rejection and pain. Wow. To develop a true friendship, we have to be willing to let our guard down. Let your guard down. It might be offensive, and maybe it even may cause you to be rejected, but that's okay. You need to be able to let your guard down. Sometimes we have to see past our hurts to discover that that relationship is worth pursuing because I know they can help me because they've gone through the same thing. Be open and transparent. That really goes after the same thing I've shared. Being open and transparent, letting your guard down. Serve gladly. True friendships aren't based on what the other person can do for us, but what we can do to help them and encourage them. Sounds almost like a speech I heard many years ago from a president. Ask not what your country can do for you, but for what you can do for your country. Well, this is a friendship. What can you do for your friend? What can you do for them? How can you be a friend to them? Is there something you can do to help them? Ask forgiveness. In every relationship, I don't care how many relationships and friends you've gone through, there will be an occasion when sooner or later, one of you will be hurt or offended by the other. That will happen. And when it does, man up, woman up about it, and ask forgiveness. Say, I'm sorry. I didn't know that what I said had really offended you like that. I'm sorry. I didn't want to offend you because you're my buddy. I'm sorry. Be quick to ask forgiveness. Be quick to ask forgiveness. Accept criticism. It's easy to accept somebody patting you on the back and telling you you're doing such a wonderful job, but boy, what about criticism? Boy, we don't like that. We don't like to be criticized. Absolutely. We like to think that we're perfect, see? Why would we need criticism when you're perfect like me? Nobody likes to hear criticism, but you see, good criticism's good. You know, among brothers and sisters, we can do that. Now, listen to me. My sister and I, we get into it sometimes, but you know, she's honest with me. And I'm honest with her. And that's how it must be with your friendships. Because if you're a true friend, you'll listen to what they have to tell you, even though it might hurt a little bit. Don't you be afraid of being hurt, because they love you, and that's why they're telling you. So listen up, and don't be so easily offended. Take your criticism like a man or a woman. Take it. Listen to it. And see if they weren't what they said really was the truth. It really was the truth. So accept criticism. Be committed to each other's spiritual growth. When we really love somebody, we'll encourage them to read God's word and pray, and then help them to understand God's ways. You ever have that happen? Yeah, I had that happen to me too. Well, I don't understand. I don't understand it either. I don't know why these things happen. I don't always know why. But it happens. And let the principles of Scripture govern your relationship. We need to be directed by God's word. We have a strong foundation when we are in God's word. And you got to have a strong foundation. You got to have quality materials to work with when you're building something, right? Or you can always get what you pay for. I've heard that be said. But you need quality materials, and the best place to get them is in God's word. Quality material is in God's word. Make sure you build your relationships on God's word, because that's good material. That's quality material, because you need good material to build. So in closing, I'd like to ask you these questions. What has governed your choice of friends until now? What guidelines do you need to change to choose friends wisely? How many loving and devoted friends do you have? If you don't have any friends like this, are you willing to give the time and effort it takes to develop loving and devoted friendships? Because to have good, true friends, you've got to spend some time and some effort. Does the prospect of letting someone know you cause you to fear? You have skeletons in your closet. Are you afraid they might find out about them? Well, listen to me. If they're true friends, it won't matter what they find out about you, because they'll still love you regardless. Won't matter, because they'll still love you, because that's a true friend. They love you for who you are. Not for who you think you are, but for who you are. That's a friend. And he sticks closer to us than a brother. Are you willing to tear down your walls of separation to let someone in to your life to be a friend? Are you willing to do that? Because we all need friends.